Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
For the whole of this month, we are focusing on my Father's house. And I want to encourage you, do not miss any of the session. If you happen to travel or be somewhere else, follow us live stream and you'll be blessed. My Father's house. Matthew 21, 12 to 17. A lot is going on in my Father's house around the world that is good. Some other things are going on that are very worrisome. Just as Nehemiah was concerned about the ruins of the city of Jerusalem, all genuine children of God should be concerned about the state of the present-day church. The challenge coming before us this morning is not peculiar to Ikoyi Baptist Church, but to the body of Christ at large around the world. And God is looking for Nehemiahs that will fix it. I'm trusting God and believing God that is preparing Ikoyi Baptist Church to rescue his body in Nigeria and around the world. In the month of March, we'll be looking at church planting for the whole month. And the month of April, we'll be looking at church revitalization. And it will be coming clearer to us when we get to that point. And I believe from April, some of us, God will be sending you to churches to send help to them, to bring help to them. There's a clarion call to all of God's children to arise and do all we can to save our Father's house from total collapse. The process of doing this demands that we return to a biblical understanding of what our Father's house is all about. Some of the things we need to know about my Father's house are the things we want to quickly look at. Number one, my Father's house is a house of what? Of prayer. It is commonly said that when purpose is not known, abuse is imminent. It is quite unfortunate that many Christians, including church leaders, are fast losing the understanding of the purpose of the church. This is the reason for most of the abuse and sacrilegious things we see in the church today. Entertainment is replacing worship in most of our churches. Comedians now take over the pulpit, the sacred altar of God, and they begin to joke with holy things. It's your kind of things people say about the Holy Spirit, about the name of Jesus, and all kinds of things we see. They are sacrilegious things. Some of us may not even see anything wrong with that. But from the beginning, it was not so. I want to return to the beginning. Jesus, in our text, redefined and with passion engaged in the recovery of the purpose of the church. This is also the task before every genuine child of God today. Only bastards will fold their hands, looking on where their father's house is overgrown with weeds and fast becoming a den of robbers. This is a challenge not to keep quiet when we see things going on contrary to God's purpose in this church and every local church we attend. You shall give account, especially when you see things going wrong in your father's house and you keep mute. You will give account of every idleness in your father's house. In other words, year in, year out, you are in this local church, You are only satisfied being SMO, Sunday morning only. You are not active in any unit in the church. You are a gospel consumer, not contributor. You will give account of every talent, every investment of God in your life, and you are doing nothing about a father's house. You will give account of every prayerlessness in your father's house. This means that prayer must be on the front burner in every local church. Prayer should saturate all that we do in each local church. Every local church should be a house of prayer, and anything short of this is unacceptable to God. It's very sad today that not much prayer is going on in the church of our day. Prayer is not being given the priority that it deserves. Even where we say they are praying, check the content of the prayer that we pray. Most of those prayer centers around me, not thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Prayer must be the priority of every local church. I hear Paul saying, pray without what? Ceasing. Prayer in the church must be ceaseless. But unfortunately, that has not been the priority. I see in the Ikoyi Baptist Church, we have minister of music, minister for children and teenagers, minister for missions and evangelism, minister for youth, discipleship. Where's minister for prayer? Have you ever seen any church having minister for prayer? Who else? That shows the priority. We assume that everybody is praying, whereas maybe very few are praying. I went to seminary, just like my colleagues here. Did you see any course on prayer in the seminar? There's no course on prayer. We assume, whereas that should be the priority. Pray without ceasing. Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer of all nations. But what was supposed to be the priority has been relegated to the background. Where's our prayer room in the Ikoyi Baptist Church? Thank God we even have a prayer room. But where's our prayer room located? How big is it? It's a reflection of our priority. If the house of God will be the house of God, prayer must be dominant. You know why witches can come to church and fellowship with us and nothing will happen to them? It's because we are prayerless. I want to hear the story of what happened in the church. And that's a lesson to those of you who sleep in church. If somebody is sleeping by you now, wake him up quick. Say, don't sleep here. My father's house is not a house of what? It's a house of what? Service was going on like this. The man of God was preaching. And suddenly God opened his eyes while preaching, that this man was sleeping and the one sitting by his side was squeezing and was sweating. And he discovered the one sitting by this side sleeping was actually sitting on the neck of the other one. Excuse me, where? Inside the church. The church has become so powerless in the face of our enemy. Why? Because we are prayerless. Why has Nigeria become the way it is today? There is no prophet in the land that will speak like Elijah. Say it will not happen in this nation. Prayerlessness is the order of the day in the church. How is your prayer life? Did you pray this morning? Or you're among them that contract your prayers. You give people money to pray for you. Oh, that God will visit us and pour the spirit of prayer upon us again. Oh, that God will set his church ablaze in the place of prayer. Oh, that genuine kingdom praying will return to the church. I pray that God will teach IBC to pray. Let the Lord drive prayerlessness out of my life, out of your life, out of this church. May the Lord help the men, the women, the youth, the teenagers, and the children to be given to a life of prayer. If this church will be a church of global impact, prayer must be a priority. It will be the job of selected few praying. And thank God for those selected brethren that are praying for the church every Friday. God bless you for doing that for us. But we need a mass movement when it comes to praying. Serious prayer is required if you're going to be a global impact church. My Father's house, it's the house of miracle. In our text, Jesus entered the temple like we see him doing and drove out all who were buying and selling there. Even right from Jesus' own day, can you see what the temple turned to? The priests then, in attempt to help the congregation, because it's required in the Old Testament that you cannot come to church empty every time you're coming to church. You either come with a pigeon or a dove or a lamb to do what? To sacrifice. So it was an administrative convenience by bringing the market into the church. It said to the people, you don't need to buy there, just come. When you get to church, you can always buy. It was with good intention, but it was rubbing on the purpose of the church. And before you know it, they graduated from just buying and selling, money-changing business also started. And before you know it, the devil hijacked everything, and you now have what Jesus referred to as what? Den of what? Of robbers. And they were robbing them, they never knew. Until this day when Christ came and he flocked them out. May the Lord visit the church. May he visit Ikoyi Baptist Church. May he visit every local church around the world and flog out every den of robber in the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't hear your amen. If you agree with that prayer, say amen again. Amen. Why is it that sometimes they will tell us as you are leaving your seat, carry your what? Carry your bag. Why? Why should that happen in my Father's house? And somebody will go scot-free. Why? You know why? Prayerlessness that has resulted in powerlessness. I've been in congregation that somebody stole from God's purse. And may God be very active in our midst. And when God dealt with him, the first thing he did was to take his first child. He still kept quiet. He didn't confess. God went for the second. By the time the second was about to die, he ran to the church, said, "I the thief, oh, na me the thief, na me the thief, church money, oh, na me the thief, pray for me." And God showed mercy. All kinds of stuff going on in church today. 419s are there. Prostitutes are there. People come to church with diverse intentions. And as you are sitting now, if you don't pack yourself very well, you may discover after the service now that your phone is gone. Because there are robbers in the church. Power must return to the church. And if power returns to the church, what must return to the church? Prayer. But there's another set of robbers that are here this morning. They don't carry guns. They don't rob human beings at all. They are specialists. These robbers I'm talking to you about now, you can't. They are so skillful that their own speciality is to rob God. And they rob him neatly without you knowing. Some churches that thought that they are wise, that they can catch them. You know what the device? They say we must use Titan card to catch them. I think you already know the robbers I'm talking about now. Let me do like this to your neighbor. I hope I'm safe. Ask your neighbor, do you pay your tithe? If you don't pay God's tithe, excuse me, what did the Bible say? Call you. You are saying me, I'm a robber. Yeah, I pay my tithe. So I'm not a robber. Who are you? Do you pay your tithe? Or you have joined the tithe controversy in the newspaper that is going on in Nigeria? Some uncircumcised Philistines who never know about the things of God, who lack understanding of the scriptures, and now the ones telling us about tithe on the newspaper pages. Better don't join them. So if you're in church, you do not give God his tithe. According to the word of the Lord, you are a robber. Simple. So this morning, if Jesus is to flog some people out, you are among those that will flog out of the church. For being unfaithful in giving him just how many percent? 10% of that which he has given to you. My Father's house is a house of miracles. Immediately our Lord purged the temple, he restored after fulfilling purpose, and miracles began to take place effortlessly. When IBC as a local church is committed to a life of holiness and prayer, miracles will begin to happen effortlessly in our camp. My Father's house is a house of healing. And you are actually that house. I am that house. Why? We are the temple of the living God. He said we shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. There is healing in the house of Ikoyi Baptist Church this morning. The healer himself is in the house. Let every disease and affliction disappear. I say, let every disease and affliction disappear. Let every affliction be caused and uprooted by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Let fibroid melt. Let it melt by the fire of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a miracle and communion service. We are not just here for communion. We are also here to receive what? Miracles from God. Open your heart to the Lord. There's a woman here, you have a problem with your womb. Before this service is over, God is touching that matter. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are here this morning, you have a challenge of bedwetting. I'm not talking about a child, I'm talking about an adult. Before this meeting is over, that yoke of shame that the enemy has brought into your life will be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever sickness you have brought to church this morning, the master healer is here and is going to touch you. My father's house is a house of miracle. Look at verse 14. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, the same temple, and he healed them. Either told they had been coming, they needed deliverance, they needed a solution. But they couldn't get anything because the buyers and the sellers, they have taken over the atmosphere, and the Spirit of God cannot move in such an atmosphere. The Father's house is a house of praise. There should never be a dull moment in my Father's house. The kings of this world copy this principle from the Holy Writ. This is why in every other palace, you have praise singers and their drummers continuously singing, praising the king. Oh my God, let praise return to your house today. Raise genuine kingdom worshipers who will praise you anywhere, anyhow, anytime, everywhere, and every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Some of us, you come to church, especially as I see us, IBC, we are too polished to praise God. Look at how our floor is beautiful, isn't it? But there are several other churches you go to that they don't have this, and you see worshipers on the floor worshiping the Lord. No matter how high any of us may be, you cannot be higher than the Most High. So when you come before God, praise Him anyhow. Dance your best. And the same people you see them yesterday in Aria, we come to church, we do as if we cannot carry. But over there, you know what we do. Those of us, you know what you used to do before you give your life to Christ. When you go to those places we normally go to, I will display. But this is my Father's house. It's a house of praise. Amen. 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 And we see that in our passage. Verse 15 and 16. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things, what did they see? They saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They were indignant. They were not happy. Abba, somebody was sick. The Bible calls them the blind. Somebody is blind, is lame, and came to the house of God and was healed. And some people were not happy. Not just that they were not happy, they were indignant, furious, angry. Do we still have this kind of people in church today? You should not be amongst them. Amen. 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 No. Thank God Jesus silenced them. And I've come to see every point where somebody rises up to praise God. When you want to silence them, Jesus will always rise to defend you. Do you remember the story of that woman who broke the alabaster box? And people got indignant, the same word. And they were saying, this oil, you could have sold it and we use it to pay salary for 1 year. And they were castigating her. And Jesus said, leave her alone. It's none of your business. Leave her alone. When you begin to praise God, Jesus will tell situation to leave you alone. He will tell demon spirit to leave you alone. You don't need to pray much. Hallelujah. My Father's house is a house of praise. The Father's house is God's household. The church of the living God. The pillar and foundation of the truth. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. The Father's house is God's household. Can we read together from the screen? Although hallelujah. Who is writing that? Paul. Writing from where? From prison. Okay, he was under arrest. And the only way he could communicate with the churches God used him to start was by writing. And see what he wrote to these brethren to let them know that the church, the Father's household, is whose household? God's household is the church of the living God, is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. Just in one verse, see how it described the church. In other words, the church, my Father's house, is not your house. Let me tell your neighbor, this is not your house. This is our Father's house. Amen. This is not your compound. Amen. 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 I hope you are not feeling offended. Don't be offended, but I need to tell you that this is not your house. Amen. This is not your compound. Once we report at that gate, we are reporting to who? To God, even the pastor. My Father's house is not a place to behave anyhow, talk anyhow, do things anyhow. Say, Paul, say, I'm writing to you so that you will know how to conduct yourself. One translation says, behave yourself. And there's a lot of misbehaviors in the house of God today, starting from the pulpit to the pew. Thank God that there's a lot of sanity in our own setting. Go to some other setting where the man of God, his wife is the treasurer of the church. After a service like this, everything is reported in their home. That is misbehavior in the house of God. And God will not tolerate it. May the Lord help us. May He speak more to your hearts more than I could on this matter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father's house is the pillar and foundation of the truth. Truth must be dominant. In every local church, there should be no room for falsehood and hypocrisy. The truth of the word of God must not be scarce. Hot bread from the presence of God should always be available in every local church. May the Lord fill the Ikoyi Baptist Church with His truth. May the Lord fill my life and your life with the truth of His word. Hallelujah. My father's house is my father's business. Luke chapter 2, verse 49. Business in this context means work, concern, affairs. This church is my father's business. She's my father's daily concern and affair. This is a challenge to the present-day church leaders and members to be as passionate as Jesus is for his father's business. Even till now, he's interceding for us. Where possible, we should not hesitate to carry the burden of our father's house on our head. Let them see that your own is too much. Every time, church, 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 church. That is none of their business. Praise the Lord. I will actually submit to you that if you have not come to the point whereby people are telling you this your church is too much, you have not started. Your commitment to your father's house is still weak. Look at what Jesus did in that passage, Luke 2:49. At that tender age of 12, his parents brought him to church, and they've traveled for 3 days before they discovered that their son was not with them. And they began to look for him. Eventually, they found him in the temple. And when the mother was angry, I would say, don't you know we have been looking for you? Why did you punish us like this? He said, Mommy, don't you know? I thought among other things you told me that the angel said to you, I thought you had an idea of the kind of child that you are bringing forth to this world, that I must be about my father's business. And the parents kept quiet. And the Bible says they went home with them. Ikoyi Baptist Church is your father's business. I pray you will operate, you will run this church as you run your personal business. Amen. 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 May the Lord help us. My father's house is the house of glory. This house is designed to be the house of glory. God's house is not supposed to be an empty house. And we see this in the tabernacle that the Lord asked Moses to set up in chapter 25. God gave him that instruction to set up a tabernacle so that he can dwell amongst them. And they began to work by chapter 40. They've completed that work, and Moses came to inspect it and consecrated it, and something happened after that. Can we read Exodus chapter 40? Exodus chapter 40. For the sake of our time, we just read from verse 33. Can we read together? Then Moses set up the courtyard around the tabernacle, an altar, and put up the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard. And so Moses finished the work. Verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. In all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out until the day it lifted. So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of the house of Israel during all their travel. How many of us will like it that as you approaching church this morning, you can see a visible fire over this building, over this atmosphere? How many of us will like that? Some of us don't like it. You are not raising your hand. When that happened, no preacher could preach. What are you preaching? When the owner of the church himself has what? Has come down. And what happened here, I'm careful to note also, that when Solomon completed his own tabernacle, as he prayed, we see God again coming, fire fell upon that tabernacle. Amen. Amen. Why are we talking about Pentecost? Pentecost also came when the tabernacles that the master had prepared were now ready to carry the glory of God. I'm praying that God will fill this house with his glory. I'm praying that every one of us is actually the temple of God. We'll be glory carriers. That our life will be filled with the presence of the Almighty God. This week, I stumbled, on the program on the TV, and it just started with what I was to preach, and I was interested. And I think you should also try and do what I want to do after now, to go and Google the Azusa Revival. Out in the Azusa Street, for 3.5 years, the cloud of God, the fire of God came upon their tabernacle, and all kinds of miracles, revivals, were taking place. I read of a college called the Osbury College, where men began to gather. They just said, let's begin to pray in our college. Let's begin to pray in our college. And God visited the college. And the chapel service that was supposed to be for 1 hour lasted more than 6 weeks. They couldn't stop the service. It is because you have not encountered God. God has not come down that you come to church and begin to check this watch. When God comes down into your life, you'll be lost in the presence of God. Don't worry, we keep the time. We finish on time. But I'm telling you that, you see, when God comes down in a place, nobody needs to pray for you before your needs are met. Just enter these premises alone. I'm telling you, the glory of God comes down and takes care of that matter. You don't need to wait to see any pastor. We are trusting God for his glory. And may the Lord send his glory in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father's house is the house of the redeemed. If you are a redeemed child of God, you are born again. You are that temple. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother, can you give us that picture, that slide you took away, the one that has the glory? That's a picture of the tabernacle in the Old Testament. That's the glory of God. Amen. Amen. So you can imagine coming to church on Sunday and just see that white smoke. Do you need to tell you that God is in this place? Amen. Amen. If you're a child of God here, you are the house of God. And no robber, whether sickness, affliction, stagnation, whatever, has no right in your life. And this morning, the Lord is chasing them out of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, you are the temple of God. Anyone who defies the temple must be destroyed. So whatever is in your body this morning, my body, that is not from God, the fire of God is falling upon them. I said the fire of God is falling upon them. In the name of Jesus. Love to say about my Father's house, Obadiah 18 will tell you that on Mount Zion, there shall be what? Holiness and deliverance. And the sons of Jacob will do what? Can I tell you this morning that you are here in church to possess your possession? What belongs to you that the enemy is sitting on? The Lord is dethroning him and you are going on with your possession. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, let's read Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, verse 18 to 24. This gives you an idea and also help you to know what you are coming for each time you are coming to church. For the sake of our time, let's read. Okay, let's take verse 18 and 19 and jump to 22. Let's go. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with what? To darkness, gloom, and storm. To a trumpet blast or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further. Let's jump to 22. I hope you understand that passage. Do you remember what happened in Exodus on Mount Horeb when God came down? The people told Moses, say, Moses, please, just go and continue with God. Leave us alone. We are not interested in this matter. We don't want to die. Why? They heard the trumpet blast. They saw the noise and the commotion. They said, this God is too much. We can't stand. We have not come to that. What have we come to? Verse 22. But you have come to what? To Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. And I can tell you, angels are all over here. Whom did the Bible call them? Ministering spirits to minister to the ears of salvation. Amen. Let's continue to read. To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, you have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. That's what you have come to this morning. And that's what you come to each time you come to the church. You have come to Mount Zion. There's more to say about my Father's house that time will not permit. It's my earnest prayer that IBC will be a true reflection of what God's house should be. I pray we shall be a local church that makes God happy. I pray that we shall be a house of prayer of all nations, the house of miracles, the house of praise, the pillar and foundation of the truth. And the house of glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook at Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.